What Americans believe about climate change is, well, changing. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holzapfel. Okay, it's been hot. The last 15 months have broken heat records worldwide, and fewer Americans think that's a coincidence. That's according to the latest findings of the National Surveys on Energy and Environment. They're conducted by Muhlenberg College and the University of Michigan.
This time around, we found that 15% of Americans do not believe that there is solid evidence of climate change, while 66% of Americans do see solid evidence. So that's the lowest percent of doubt in climate change since the survey's history.
Sarah Mills is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Michigan. She says they also found that some groups expressed more uncertainty.
This is a yes-no question. Is there solid evidence that climate is changing? And 19% of Americans said they weren't sure. But the biggest group that said they weren't sure was Republicans.
Mills says more than a third of Republicans said there's no evidence climate change is happening, compared to 5% of Democrats. The survey doesn't ask what people think is causing climate change. We'll have a link to that survey on our website, AlleghenyFront.org. Many industries in the U.S. have cut their carbon pollution in recent years, but emissions are up from the transportation sector. This week, the Obama administration set new fuel efficiency standards for heavy-duty trucks, vans, and buses to help address this. These rules would apply to everything from tractor trailers to school buses. Rebecca Williams has more on how the trucking industry's carbon footprint got so big.
Cars and trucks are the second largest source of the emissions in the U.S. that are causing climate change. Brandon Shetley is the project manager for Sustainable Worldwide Transportation with the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute. He analyzed emissions data from the EPA from 1990 to 2014.
The main reason emissions are up in the transportation sector is due to increased emissions from medium and heavy-duty trucking. And that, of course, we think is mostly due to increases in the actual use of medium and heavy-duty trucks, things like construction, transporting goods and cargo around the United States. Most other parts that make up the transportation sector have stayed relatively flat during that time.
He says there's been more than a 30% increase in the number of light-duty vehicles on the road since 1990, but the emissions from those cars have stayed about the same.
Vehicles have just been getting more efficient during that time. Recently, we've hit some records in terms of new vehicle fuel economy. Especially over the past 10 or 15 years, there's been major jumps in new vehicle fuel efficiency. So those gains, even though we've been also gaining quite a few vehicles, have led to a sort of stable performance in terms of emissions.
So what do we do about those heavy-duty trucks? Shetley says that's tricky.
For cargo, it's a little different. They traditionally get what we would generally think of as pretty poor fuel economy, 5, 6, 7 miles per gallon. But this is, of course, they're hauling tens of thousands of pounds of cargo around. So they've been increasing their cargo efficiency significantly during the same period we looked at. But the increase in just cargo operations moving around the country has led to the increase there.
He says his team is working on a study that's due out later this summer. They're looking at ways to improve the fuel efficiency of heavy trucks. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.
Of course, the EPA's fuel efficiency standards for trucks won't start right away. They'll take effect over the next 10 years. And that's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holzapfel.